The great blue snakes writhed through the ship's cockpit, Gillen 4's mammoth water production a marvel from orbit. Aurora, sucking her morning coffee through a steel straw, watched the corporate morphed world go about its business. A far better sight than deep space's dark nothing, which had been the starry show for weeks as the Priestess sped up to and beyond light to make the journey. As Sever's commander, Captain, Aurora gave the quietest laugh, not even drawing a look from a pony. What did rank matter? Sever wasn't in the Defense Corps hierarchy anymore. Everyone in the squad had a skill set. Aurora coupled hard discipline with strategic thinking. A pony flew anything she could get her hands on. Gregor swung a big hammer, Sai blew things up, and Rovo handled the talking. That grin died a quick death as Rovo came to mind. The former rookie had been taken by two traitors, Defense Corp agents intent on using Rovo's knowledge to improve on new weapons. He'd been stolen off the Nautilus by Renard and Vanna, used as a hostage to keep Aurora from blowing up the bastards. Now, Sever had tracked the trio and their force all the way to Gillen 4 and its watery nest.
Beautiful, Gregor said, swooping into the seat behind Aurora's.
One of four in the Priest's cockpit, the rear two meant for appreciating the pilot's abilities.
The blue planets are the best ones.
This one's not blue by choice, a pony said. Used to be all that water sat beneath the ice. I've seen vids of kart races they used to do here. Then Salinity decided different. Another megacorp, built on the need for most species to suck down water to survive. Aurora didn't know much about Salinity except its H2O logo seemed to be on every liquid dispenser in the galaxy. That and they believed planets ought to be tuned to their most useful degrees. Which, fine, not Aurora's problem if Gillen 4 went from a polar planet to one with endless water geysers.
Where are we landing?
Gregor asked.
Did we find them?
Them meant Renard and Vanna, and with those two, hopefully, Rovo. Gregor had done some meaty work on a couple captured agents before Sever left the Nautilus to come here, breaking the two captives with threats not of physical violence, not of mental torture, but with a very Gregor move.
There is right,
Gregor had said to the pair, still in their med bay beds, pushed together in the same room for the meeting.
And there is wrong. Your friend, Zadie, died for the wrong. Now you can make it right.
He'd followed up that trite beginning with a recording series. Video captures of Renard and Vanna tearing apart squaddies with their new suits. The charred bodies left behind in a Nautilus docking bay when the escaping agents blasted out with their stolen transport. The two spies changed their tune as they saw what their side wrought. Easy enough to pursue a dream when you don't see the cost.
They're not making it hard for us, Aurora said, answering Gregor's question.
The transport's still in orbit, hanging at a distance. They've sent shuttles down to the surface right to the capital.
Right where Salinity's headquartered,
a pony added. Renard and Vanna had come to Gillen 4 to find a girl named Kaya and the treasure buried in her blood. A young kid with a father specializing in molecular biology. Rovo, before he'd been captured, received a message from Kaya saying she and her father had come to the planet, and Aurora could only think of one reason why a desperate-for-cash scientist would come here. Salinity jobs had to pay well, and Cashmall might be able to squeeze out a good position there. At least, that's the assumption Aurora would work with until something proved her wrong.
So we land, go to Salinity, and smash Renard with my hammer?
Gregor asked.
Almost, Aurora replied.
Sai's going to Salinity with a pony. You and I are going hunting.
Ah, good plan.
Outside, a pony shunted the Prisa into a line of landing ships. Freighters, passenger cruisers, and smaller craft like theirs.
You think there'll be a trail? A pony asked. Like, Renard will be waiting down there for us with some flags, tell us where to go?
Gregor didn't answer, and Aurora could tell the man was waiting to see what she'd do. In the past, giving Aurora that kind of sarcasm would be grounds for a strict dressing down. A matter-of-fact reminder about the mission's stakes, to offer something helpful, not a joke.